KHAS Radio 104.1, 1230 AM. We're here at Hastings Ford for their car and bike show. They have an annual car and bike show for a cause. This is the seventh annual car and bike show for a cause. Today's cause, BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. And I'm joined with the chapter president, the Central Nebraska chapter of BACA, my good friend, Bulldog. Bulldog, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You guys are out here. How many people you got here? You guys got about 20, 25 people, looks like.
About that, yeah.
You're here with Central Nebraska's BACA chapter. How many folks are in your chapter?
It's kind of a weird thing, but that's something we don't like to announce.
Okay.
But we will tell people we have enough to get the mission done, but we would always like, we always encourage more people that are interested in, to reach out and come to where we have a meeting the third Sunday of every month at the DAV Club here in Hastings.
Okay.
It is open to the public. If you have any interest whatsoever, you're more than welcome to come to one of our meetings or on our website, which is www.bacaworld.org. There's a chapter pull down. You can go through the countries, regions, work your way towards Nebraska, eventually Central Nebraska. There's a contact button there. You can reach out with an email, and we'll be more than happy to contact you and give you all the information you need about membership.
BACAworld.org. BACA, B-A-C-A, world.org. Do the drop-down menu. Central Nebraska is the chapter you're looking for. But we're up here at Hastings Ford 11 to 3 today, and we're doing the car and bike show. Folks have already registered. They've already lined up. There's going to be some great trophies here at 3 o'clock for those folks. All proceeds from this benefiting BACA and Bulldog. Here, the Bikers Against Child Abuse, the local chapter, which helps create a safer environment for abused children. They do a great job. We were talking about that on Facebook Live, Bulldog. Tell the folks, this is something you guys really turn out to. You're working with DHHS, working with other folks in the court system to help these kids, which include showing up at court cases when
Absolutely.
These kids have to testify.
Absolutely. We work with to empower kids not to be afraid of the world in which they live. And the way we do that is basically providing them we make them a part of our biker family so that they know that they have a group of safe adults that will always have their back. And one of the ways we do that is if they have to testify against their abuser, that can be an extremely terrifying thing to go into that courtroom and look out and see no one, not have that family of support behind them. So our entire chapter will come out and we will actually escort the child into court and help keep them isolated in a way so that they don't even have to look at that perpetrator. And just having us out in that gallery when they're testifying allow them to tell their truth.
In one of the most important times of their life where they're having to share a story of something that happened to them that is heartbreaking, heart-wrenching, in front of their perpetrator, in front of strangers, to have you guys there, that matters. That means something. And you guys are, like you said, creating a literal wall between their perpetrator and them. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten from parents, from kids?
The best example as I can give is, and it happens worldwide, but it happened here in Nebraska. There's a former BACA child in the Eastern chapter who, after she had aged out, her parents became involved. They waited over a year, which is one of our organization's rules, to that if the parents of a BACA child actually proceeded and became members themselves. And after that child became a legal adult, she is now a fully patched member as well. So it is 100% literally the definition of breaking the chains of that cycle of abuse. That no longer is she afraid, she's actually helping out other kids to break their cycle as well.
So not only has she broken the negative impact, she's turned it into a positive.
Absolutely.
Impact. Amazing, amazing. And that's what it's all about. It's about changing the world and trying to influence other folks and show them, hey, you can make a change too.
That is exactly right.
Bulldog, I know you're the chapter president of Central Nebraska Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA. They can get a hold of you. Third Sunday, I apologize, of every month, which is coming up.
Yep. We just had the last one.
Oh, just had the last one. Okay.
So it'll be July would be the next meeting.
So July, the third Sunday in July at the DAV here in Hastings.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. We're looking forward to that. Appreciate all you do. And
absolutely.
Hope to see more folks out here today before the end of the event.
While I still have you, I'd like to just basically say a huge thank you to Hastings Ford. Every year they pick a different charity, and we are very honored that they chose BACA this year.
Hastings Ford does a heck of a job, and their name's all over everything when it comes to giving back in this town, and definitely means something. So, Bulldog, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
KHAS Radio 104.1, 1230 AM. We're going to continue the music next on your station, KHAS.